to myself, wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful
listening to WMFO in Medford, and I'm your host today, Vince. Hope everyone's weekend's going well so far. It is Halloween weekend. No, not Halloween weekend, it is Halloween week. So yeah, spooky stuff. I'll just get started here today. And we'll just play something I'm listening to currently. So, yeah.
Let's see.
So yeah, that was some Lana Del Rey. Yeah, I don't know. I've been listening to that song a lot lately. I don't know why. Maybe it's because I'm from the West Coast. But next up is another song I actually heard from an Instagram reel like earlier today, and I remember this song because I used to play this song like all the time. It's one of my favorite just acoustic songs, and it's from a band that's pretty popular. So without further ado,
so hard to recognize, oh, these things.
Yeah, that was Open My Door by Alice Phoebe Lou. She's one of my new favorite artists. I feel like I don't know why I went so long without discovering her. But yeah, that song popped up and I was just like, I have to like play that online. There's just something very old-timey about it, although it's just very current at the same time. All right, up next is an artist that put me in a trance in the last year. People say he sounds like if John Lennon still did music today. Make of that what you will.
Feels like
Yeah, that was Vibes Don't Lie by Leon Thomas. You might know him from Victorious. He makes fantastic music today. His recent album, Mutt, was one of my favorite albums of the year, by far. There's a lot of just good gems off of that, and Vibes Don't Lie. It's just the soundscape. It's like very, very like borderlining psychedelic, but still keeping that R&B smooth, slick back kind of feel to it. And Leon's voice really shines in this track. Up next, I have an artist that has been away from a while, or for a while, came back and dropped an album that I feel like kind of went underneath the radar a little bit. But there is a song off, or on the bonus version of this album that I heard at the mall when I went to Sephora for some reason. And they were playing it and I was immediately just hooked. Like, this song I knew I needed to share with people. So yeah, without further ado, let me play Please Do Not Lean by Daniel Caesar.
To me, for we both know it's more than a load for you to bear. It breaks my heart, but I'd understand if you'd leave me for another man with a little less on his mind, less on his plate, less in his brain. Please do not lean on me.
Stay.
Okay. Yeah, that was Please Do Not Lean, Daniel Caesar. Up next, we're about to get into some longer ones. Yeah, a few long ones. I have Billie Eilish. I have Metro Boomin. Oh, yeah, next song I have is this song called Hummingbird. It's off the Spider-Man 2... what is it? You know, the recent Spider-Man with Miles Morales. I don't know why I can't remember the name of the movie. Across the Spider-Verse. Anyways, it's one of my favorite songs off of that album. And yeah, Metro chops up the sample really in a really unique way. And it's kind of hypnotic. And James Blake, well, he just does James Blake things with his voice. So yeah. Yeah, that was Shihiro by Billie Eilish. It's one of my favorites off her new album, Hit Me Hard and Soft. So, yeah, those were like a few, like, you know, like slow build songs, but I do enjoy the slow build songs quite a bit. They always have a good payoff. Up next is an artist of mine that I've been listening to since 2020. He's had a big impact on my music taste, I feel like, and this song is such a gem in an album full of gems, but this one especially, I feel like, deserves to get more love. So yeah, without further ado, we have First Light by Hozier.
Thank you.
Okay. A quick PSA. When visiting a national forest, seeing a black bear can be a thrill. With the bear tips, or if the bear rips through your tent for a granola bar, a carefree camping trip can turn deadly. Do your part to reduce black bear encounters. Store trash, food, and scented products such as toothpaste in a bear-proof container, your car's trunk, or in a high tree. Learn more about this online at fs.usda.gov/nfsnc. This message is a public service of the U.S. Forest Service and this radio station. WMFO, we care about bears, and we also care about you. Okay. Up next is another, you know, Tame Impala song. More Tame Impala, because I can't get enough of this dude. So, by default, you guys will also be subjected to my torture. Alright. Thank you.